The largest city in western Massachusetts has taken a step toward banning local law enforcement from using a controversial technology. By a 9-3 vote, the Springfield City Council Monday night gave initial approval to a 5-year moratorium on the use of facial recognition surveillance technology. With the first step approval, the ordinance can now be fine-tuned by the Public Safety Committee before it heads back to the full council for final enactment votes. Springfield City Council President Justin Hurst said a pause on the use of facial recognition technology is a no-brainer.
Well, I support the ban because the technology just is not there yet. Anytime you have the potential to misrepresent people, it just doesn't bode well for the community. It doesn't bode well for those individuals who might be misrepresented. And considering that there are already tensions between the community and our police department, why would we do anything else to exacerbate those tensions?
The American Civil Liberties Union and other critics of law enforcement use of facial recognition technology say it's been shown to be unreliable when identifying people with dark skin and could be used for racial profiling. Defenders of the technology say it speeds up the police work of comparing video footage and photographs with mugshots, driver's license photos, and other databases. Around the country, there's little regulation governing the use of facial recognition technology. Springfield could be the fourth municipality in Massachusetts, after Northampton, Brookline, and Somerville, to ban it.
It seems to me that every community ought to ban facial recognition technology until the actual technology is much more thorough than it is right now. Right now, they are misrepresenting, especially people of color, at much higher rates than it needs to be for it to be effective and effective use of technology in law enforcement. And so we certainly don't want that to happen.
The proposed ordinance was introduced by City Councilor Orlando Ramos, who chairs the Public Safety Committee, and City Councilor Adam Gomez, the council vice president. Gomez said a local moratorium will buy time for the state legislature to put regulations in place.
I think it's we're taking appropriate steps on a municipal level to make sure that we're protecting our residents. There's future legislation that I heard from the state delegation from the Black and Latino Caucus that they are looking into also a similar surveillance ban.
City Councilor Kateri Walsh, along with Councilors Sean Curran and Mike Fenton, voted against the moratorium, said it might be removing a useful tool from the police department.
5 years in technology, that's an eternity. I mean, things are changing in 5 minutes with technology. And I think this is an issue that there's an awful lot of moving pieces with an issue like this.
At a Public Safety Committee meeting last October, Springfield Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprood said the department does not have and is not planning to acquire facial recognition software. But she nonetheless opposed a legislative ban. Mayor Dominic Sarno, in a statement last year, said he would veto an ordinance to ban the Springfield Police from using facial recognition technology. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.